Today's reading begins the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, Thus declares the Lord of hosts, Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, did they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they repented and said, As the Lord of hosts purposed to deal with us for our ways and deeds, so has he dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, I saw in the night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in the glen, and behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. Then I said, What are these, my lord? The angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. So the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered, These are they whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees, and said, We have patrolled the earth, and behold, all the earth remains at rest. Then the angel of the Lord said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no mercy on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, against which you have been angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered gracious and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. So the angel who talked with me said to me, Cry out, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion, and I am exceedingly angry with the nations that are at ease. For while I was angry but a little, they furthered the disaster. Therefore thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts, and the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Cry out again, thus says the Lord of hosts. My cities shall again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. And I lifted up my eyes and saw, behold, four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, What are these? And he said to me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, What are these coming to do? He said, These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one raised his head. And these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations, who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah, to scatter it. So thinking about the book of Zechariah, Haggai encouraged those Jewish exiles that had returned to rebuild the temple. Zechariah encourages them to repent and renew their covenant with God. That renewal would be necessary for the people to be ready to worship God when that temple was completed. In the book here, we will find that he accuses them of doing the very things their ancestors had done before the exiles. He was concerned about the treatment of widows, orphans, foreigners. But as the people endured opposition from those outside their Hebrew heritage, Zechariah assures them of God's abiding comfort and God's care, fulfilling his promises to them. And so within the book, as we make our way through it, we'll see a number of visions that will be presented. But in chapter 1, we learn that this is after the Jewish people had experienced the 70 years of exile in Babylon, following the desolation, the complete takeover of their land. So Zechariah is prophesying to that remnant that is left, this remnant that had begun rebuilding the temple. And of course, for a little more detail concerning the rebuilding of the temple, you might look back to Ezra chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 5. That completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.